So we're looking at courage this morning. What does courage mean? What does courage mean in the Bible? What does God ask from us? What are the different things? Now, for me, I was thinking about when I was thinking about what to write. What do I feel like I've been a bit courageous with in my life? There's lots of big things, lots of small things, but a thing I think is a little thing related to this is I think my childhood self would think it was very courageous I was stood up here in front of people talking. I was so shy. I was that little kid that hid in the art rooms and just wanted to do drawings by myself. And I think my younger self would think I was very brave for getting up and talking in front of people. So I've got a question for all of you, and I'd love you to talk to the people next to you. And there's a little picture of me about that age. Thank you. Thank you. It's not good for my ego, but thank you. What are you doing in your life right now that your younger self would think you're courageous for? Have a little chat for a few minutes to the person next to you, maybe to the children that you've got here. What do you think is courageous that you're doing right now? I think I just heard from Toby, that's my little boy just down the front here. Did I just hear he said staying in his bed? Oh, maybe that's just my own brain thinking. I really like, it's so courageous when he has a little bit of a lay-in in the morning. So I wonder what you're thinking, because we often don't give ourselves enough credit for the things we've been courageous for, and we don't give God enough credit for the things he's helped us to be courageous with. Now, we might be at a point in our life at the moment where we're not feeling courageous at all. Maybe we're at a point where we really need that courage to come in and help us. So wherever you are today, no, I do think your younger self would be looking at your life up to now, thinking there would be something you had been courageous for. Now, our Bible passage this morning says so many times, be strong and courageous. Be strong and courageous. And it also says a lot, which it says a lot in the New Testament, do not be afraid. Now, if only it was as easy as that. I'm afraid it's not. And I think there's something in that that God has to keep reminding us. But this command to be strong and courageous is timeless. It goes through the beginning of time to now, and it goes through our whole lives with us. We are constantly called to be strong and be courageous. Now, I've got a film degree, so I love films. So, you know, we're talking at the moment. It's all about trying to bring our gifts and our passions to the church and share those, because God is interested in the whole of us and the whole of lives. I would love it. I've got one that the adults might know and one that the kids might know. And these are examples that I think are really good of courage. I can already spot someone who I think knows film B, but would anyone like to put their hand up if they think that they know film A? Hacksaw Ridge. Who here has seen Hacksaw Ridge? Put a hand up if you've seen it. This is such a good film. I know I've just said I love films, but this is such a brilliant film. And this film, yes, is... Oh, just giving it away a little bit there. A little bit. See who was sneaky? It's a great film. Can anyone guess for me what film B was? How to Train Your Dragon. Does anyone else want to shout it out with me, kids at the back? What is it? How to Train Your Dragon. And again, this isn't just one for the kids. This is a great film. So I would say, both of these films, you can go home, have a good Sunday afternoon film evening. So, Hacksaw Ridge and How to Train Your Dragon. Hacksaw Ridge is incredible because it is a true story of a man called Desmond Doss. Now, Desmond Doss was a Seventh-day Adventist. He was very strong in his faith. It's kind of a different branch of Christianity. And he was so strong on his faith. But he saw the horrors of the Second World War, and he wanted to fight for peace. He wanted to fight for freedom, but he didn't want to fight. He didn't want any part in violence. He wanted to help. And this is what he said after everything that went on. I'll give you a bit more of a backstory as well. He said, "My dad bought this Ten Commandments and Lord's Prayer illustrated on a nice frame. And I looked at that picture of the sixth commandment, 'Thou shalt not kill.' There's a picture that had Cain and he killed his brother Abel. And I wonder how in the world could a brother do such a thing? I've pictured Christ for saving life. I want to be like Christ. Go on saving instead of taking life. And that's the reason I take up medicine." Now, Desmond Doss went into the war as a conscientious objector. He was actually more of a conscientious kind of collaborator. He wanted to be part of the war, but to help people and to be a medic. He was refused. They put him in an armed battalion, in a group where he would have to bear arms. He didn't. And even through the ridicule, through being beaten, through all these difficult things, he stayed firm that he was not going to be part of violence. And he was the first conscientious objector to win a Medal of Honor because he saved 75 men single-handedly, lowering them down a 400-foot ridge called Hacksaw Ridge. So this guy, oh my goodness, what a story of courage. He trusted in God, and he did a lot of that saving whilst he was wounded himself. So, if you want to go home and watch something on courage and think about how it impacts your faith, this is a great film to watch. And our film B, How to Train Your Dragon. Who here has seen How to Train Your Dragon? Amazing! Does anyone here want to come up and quickly explain the film How to Train Your Dragon for me? Go on, Rachel. Was that actually planned? Why are you toothless today? I love that. That's amazing. See, we're talking about sharing gifts and passions. That's so cool. God clearly knew, because now you're up here talking about toothless. So what happens in the film?
So it's a story about a island of Vikings, but there's one Viking who's not like the rest. He's scrawny and not as built, and he wants to go on and be like everyone else. But when he shoots down a night fury,
it's a dragon.
He then realizes that actually he doesn't want to do that. He wants to work with the dragons and save it. And he is friends with Toothless, and then brings all of the rest of them to start riding dragons. Yeah. And they stop fighting.
Yeah. Oh, round of applause. Thank you so much. Love that. So yeah, we have a tiny little scrawny Viking, and whilst all the others are called all these big, brave names, he is called Hiccup. And his courage is that he thinks to be courageous, he thinks to be brave, he's got to kill the biggest, strongest, scariest dragon. And actually, he captures it, it's right there in front of him. And yeah, as Rachel says, he decides, no, it's looking at me. When I'm looking at it, I see myself and I see fear. And they work together and they end up, well, I won't ruin the end for you, but it's a very, very good film and what they end up. And Hiccup says, having courage isn't the same as having no fear. It's being afraid and pushing forward anyway. So sometimes what we need to be courageous with doesn't look like what we need to be courageous with. Our passage today said, be strong. It says be strong and courageous, and then it goes on to say be strong and very courageous. There's a real need for this. Be careful to obey all the law my servant gave to you. Because how can we know, like that Viking Hiccup, how can we know what is good in this world, what to fight for, what to be courageous for, if we don't look at God's truth and God's word about what that is? God says that it's to feed the hungry, to help the brokenhearted, to go out into the world and show love to ourselves, to others, and to God. And God says, do not turn from it, do not turn from his word, that you may be successful wherever you go. That's not success in our own minds, it doesn't mean riches, it means success of God. So we should keep that law, meditate on it, be careful to do the things in it. Be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid. Do not be discouraged, for the Lord your God will be with you wherever you go. I've just preached this at St. George's, and I said there, I could have just read that sentence out and my sermon could have been over, so sorry, I've wasted all your time. Because this is such a brilliant passage, isn't it? And so much of the Bible is like that. We can take one thing and there is so much richness and goodness in it. So, what can we remember from today? Be strong and courageous. Give yourself a bit of credit and give God a bit of credit for where courage can already be seen in your life. Don't be afraid. Be careful to obey, to see the right and the wrong. And just remember that promise of God's presence. Because it's his courage through us. We can't do anything by ourselves. It's God that gives us that courage. So, I wonder, you yourself in this moment, if you were having a conversation with you in 20 years' time, 10 years' time, a week's time, what are you going to do that your present self would think you're courageous for? And I'm not going to ask you to share, but I just leave you with that thought. Is there something you're nervous about, fearful about, feeling lost about? What is God going to help you be courageous with? And on that, let's pray quickly. Father God, thank you for all the times you have helped us be courageous that we might not even have noticed. Thank you for the small things and the big things. We pray, help us meditate on your word, obey your laws, and be kind to all of those around us. Help us fight the faith valiantly in compassion and justice. Amen.